a new study of lightning in Alaska. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the region. I'm Tim Ellis. Lightning sparked about a quarter of the 218 wildfires reported in Alaska as of Monday, but those fires account for 97% of the more than 150,000 acres that have burned so far this year. And more than half of those acres were blackened by five fires around Galena and southwestern Alaska.
The top five fires for this year so far have been lightning started.
Matt Clay is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Anchorage, and during a webinar hosted this week by the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy, Clay talked about a five-year study on lightning activity around south-central Alaska that he and another meteorologist put together.
Just last week, for instance, the East Fork Fire was likely ignited by a lightning strike on the Kenai Peninsula, and has burned over 1,300 acres so far.
Clay's study shows average high temperatures are increasing around South Central, as are the number of days in which thunderstorms occur. But he says there's only a weak correlation because those increases are at least partly due to the network of new and much more accurate lightning sensors that were activated statewide in 2012. Rick Toman with the Weather Service's Fairbanks office agrees those new sensors skew the data.
Thunderstorms as early as the last days of April through May. It's really only the last week of May that the occurrence really starts to ramp up.
Toman says studies show the eastern interior of Alaska is likely to get more moisture earlier in the years ahead, and he says that suggests the possibility that the lightning season here could eventually get longer.
Especially if snow melts earlier and then the land's able to warm up sooner. That will push the starts of the season to earlier dates as well.
Toman and Clay both say there's not enough data yet to support that assertion. Clay says more studies and more data collected by the updated sensor network should help climatologists determine whether the statewide lightning season will be getting longer in the years ahead. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at fm.kuac.org.